Hello and welcome back to another episode of Gossip Cultures, where the gossip is exclusive
and the opinions are unhinged.
This is Gossip Cultures. I'm Leen Lovelies.
And I'm Aida, and this is episode 5, Trend I Am / Not Falling For, and it starts now. Two new hot takes have entered the studio and they are ready to turn the heat up.
Yehor and Yasha, how are you guys doing? How are you feeling?
Are you excited about today's episode?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I had 2 hours of sleep, so I'm a bit tired, but I hope everything will be great.
Perfect.
I am very excited. However, it is a little nervous because it's my first time being on a podcast. And I have no idea what to say, but I'll try my best.
Perfect.
We have a little game to play. We tell you guys some sentences and you say yay or nay.
Meaning you agree, yay! Disagree, nay. Are you ready?
Yay!
Perfect.
Most people follow trend just to fit in, not because they actually like it.
Yay.
Definitely.
I'll go yay for that one too. What about the Y2K fashion comeback is already dying? That hurt me.
Nay. Definitely not.
Good.
Every TikTok trend start in the US?
Nay.
No.
There's a lot of videos, so it can just only be from America.
Clock that. That's very true. What about AI filters are just a passing phase, not a long-lasting trend?
Nay.
No.
What about men's skincare routine are becoming a global trend?
Yay, definitely. Yeah. I saw his morning routine. So
wow, close friendships are crazy, but love that. I like this one. What about, since teenagers these days, especially boys, they're taking care of how their hair is styled more than the girls, may I say. Is it a yay or a nay that mullet haircuts are sexy?
Nay.
Yay, definitely.
For me, I see them only in like Australia. The Australians are the only ones who I ever really seen with the mullets. However, there are a lot of Asians who did wear mullets, but they were always in Australia. Like as being living most of my life in Europe, I'd never really see any mullets on Europeans. So
yeah, I think the US and Australia, they have.
Yeah, it's mainly the USA or Australia, like these much hotter countries.
For me, it's a yay all the way.
Yeah.
Crocs
are fashionable.
Yay.
Definitely.
For me,
always, always.
Imagine seeing like a girl, I mean, this is such Balkan couples where the girl is like fashion out, style out, looks amazing, and the guy is in just shorts, Crocs, and a t-shirt. That's insane.
Yeah. No, but like American vibe.
Yeah, well.
I think that's why they wear
it's not much American, it's just like, okay, with the shorts, the Crocs may not look that good, but like if you're wearing sweatpants and like different colored Crocs, then it does look really good because firstly, they're very comfortable, easy to put on and always easy to take off. So like whenever you're entering a new place, you can just remove them instantly.
I am psyched.
They're just so
bad.
You can even customize
it. We're also getting looks from people in the studio. They're like,
they're better than Crocs.
Yeah. But they're very expensive. And also the pins, like to customize it, they're like, for the real ones, when you customize it, it does make a big difference.
Interesting. For the last one we have for you today, every trend eventually comes back around, whether one way or another. If it's disguised in a different way, it always comes back.
Yeah. Nay.
Yay.
Nay.
Definitely.
You do not think that?
No, because before TikTok first came out, it used to be like a Musical.ly where people wouldn't really show much of their body. They would just lip sync to songs and everything. Where now, as time has passed, you barely ever see anyone just like lip singing a song and that's it.
Yeah, but what about spinners? They came back around
when, when they first came out, they were only a hot take. For example, like it was only for a year. They were not even the full year. It was just for a few months, and then it just died.
Yeah, but no one then had them. A new trend came back. This is what was the question: is that new trends come by? Like now, the most trending is like the Dubai chocolate. The prices went skyrocketed, and then back down again because nobody's interested. And then Labubu's, and then God knows what.
Yeah, but like doesn't come back.
Yeah. No, but it doesn't. Like as you said, the few trends they skyrocketed, but then they all drop eventually. Like the spinners, they were only created because they got trendy for people to have fidgety hands. Like they always have to play with something.
But it did help or no?
They came around with configurations or something like
this. Exactly, in a different way.
No, like you're fashion. So trends like. Comes
but like if back. You see now with the fidgety toys, they're not really in produce as much now. Like in the beginning there was the fidget, like the spinners, and there was a fidget cube, and then there's this.
Yeah,
but nowadays you see nobody having one, no one is caring, like because they still fidget, but like no one is using or buying them
because you're focused on the spinners. It's the idea of the trends that at first it was spinners and they disappeared. That trend was dead. And then a new trend came back, which was Dubai chocolate. Now it disappeared. A new trend came back. And now it's... Jesus, excuse me for saying this. Labubu's. So, yeah. I mean, it's this idea that trends come and go in different shapes. It's not necessarily the spinner every year. Obviously, people will get bored. But the... companies, they want to make money. They put out a trend, a new trend. It's sky high. Skyrockets again and then it disappears again.
Yeah,
that's what the idea.
The same trend never comes back.
It does.
Gossipers,
not all of them, not all of them, obviously, but most of them, they are coming back.
Gossipers, honestly, I am very curious about your picks too. So drop your answers on our Insta at Gossip Cultures. I really want to know if you agree with Yehud or with Yasha on this one.
So, do you guys think social media trends change from one country to another?
Yeah.
Is it different?
Yeah, definitely. They have like different kinds of shapes or configuration, one more time. So, I saw a lot of trends in Ukrainian TikTok, and then you guys said about this trend in Romania, but... a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
For Yasha, who is looking very confused at me, the question was if you think social media trends change from one country to another, meaning that in one country, let's say in Romania, there is this trends that use Romanian audio that isn't used in Ukraine or in the Middle East, or even the way they do the trend is just a little bit different.
That's true. Like for example, I saw a lot of, for example, in not necessarily only in Ukraine, like in Ukraine and Russia, a lot of Russian songs were as we usually listen to it. It's like our normal song. For example, in every country they have their own language song. But nowadays I see these trends where people are like just reacting to the most randomest Russian song and are saying how good it is when it's one of the most basic songs that nobody even listens to.
Glamour.
Yeah, for example, those.
Do not come next to my glamour. I like that song.
Yeah, it was cute.
I really do.
I really loved it.
Alrighty. How do you guys, this is an off-topic question, but how do you guys deal with the changing trends every day? Are you even on social media? Like, are you a social media person?
Actually, I love like TikTok, Instagram, but I'm not really into trends because sometimes my sister calls me and say like, hey, we have to make this trend or this dance. And I'm like, what is it?
Cut.
He doesn't.
I don't think that you should say that you're not into trends and stuff like that because the episode is for trends. And that would make you like unfit for the
say
episode.
That you don't really keep up with the
keep yes. up.
I'm not at all trend. Like, I know, like.
But it doesn't necessarily mean
to know. I don't know.
TikToks. It can be music. Music is trends. Music,
yes. Or Instagram, fashion, like you said.
Read Vogue. I read Vogue. But
yeah.
You don't say that.
Trends is not just TikTok trend, like
yeah, trends. We use trends for to describe social media. Social media is not just TikTok. It's everything on your phone, literally. So you can no, so it's whatever you are most addicted to. You can even say Pinterest, because I am too. So anything. 3, 2, 1. Yehud, here is where you're gonna speak. Okay, speak again as if I ask the question and you're answering. Okay.
Do you remember the question?
No, ask the question again. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot it. Okay. Actually, I am very curious, and this is a little bit kind of off topic, but not really off topic. The way I'm going to question it is a little bit off topic. Are you guys social media people? And do you like, do you interact with social media too much?
Yeah, I really into trends, but not like TikTok, more like something with music or like food and this stuff. Yeah.
What about you, Yasha?
Honestly to say, I'm not like into the social media like as crazy as you, normally people are. Most of my social media apps that I have were told to me to download. I never really chose to download them on my own. But I could say right now I am a little addicted to TikTok. But the main things I watch there aren't like these trendy or social stuff. I usually just watch these most random stories or like the most randomest things
it's
ever.
It's the doom scrolling for me. Yes, yeah. I totally agree.
But like when it comes to like social media in general, I don't really like. For me, I never really post anything, and I never really look at what people post because. To me, I don't really find much interest in them. Mm-hmm. I usually find interest in like the most randomest videos, like funny videos.
Yeah, I really also need to learn how to scroll. Some videos made by AI are just too capturing
no,
for me
but
to
like,
scroll
yeah,
past.
No, like for like the AI videos, I don't scroll past or think they're weird.
Sometimes
yeah.
I love them.
For
the
me,
ASMR?
I just
yeah,
no. For me, I'm just watching them because like I have nothing else to do, and it's like. The same. Most, like, I just, the random stuff is I find interesting. But my main, in social media, what I'm more into would be, like, YouTube. I don't even know if it's, like, a social media kind of.
Yeah, of course it is.
Ah, well, yeah, I'm into the
YouTube. YouTube kid.
No, I love the video on TikTok, like, a woman walking on top of, like, I don't know, ice or water or marshmallow.
Again,
like, I love those.
Yeah. AI.
I said that. I'm not really into TikTok, but I have app which blocked my TikTok after 25 minutes a day. So
yeah, it's because it sees the doom scrolling, y'all. You don't even realize that you're sucked into this loop and hole of just dopamine after dopamine. With every swipe, it's like this new, fresh stuff. And it makes me very demotivated to do stuff every day. And I bet it does for you too, no?
Yeah.
I mean, so, for me, I kind of sit on TikTok scrolling after I done things. Like, I only scroll on TikTok.
I wish.
No, like, I only scroll on TikTok whenever I have nothing else to do, like, at all. Like, I have no joy to, I don't know, play or go out or talk to someone. So I just sit and do nothing and I just decide to watch TikTok.
I bet for me and for pretty much every other teenager, it's like, 5 minutes and then I'll go do my work.
No,
5 minutes.
I need my phone and I'm like, I will go on TikTok and I will, like, scroll
2 minutes.
Then I will forget what I needed.
Yes, I swear.
I will forget it.
Talking about social media and our generation using it, do you think you can create your own culture of social media? Or is culture mostly carried from generation to generation?
I'm going to be honest, I didn't understand anything you just said. All this culture thing is like, it's so confusing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to reformulate it. Maybe Ainda can help me reformulate it in a way.
So, do you think culture is like passed by generation to generation, or you can create your own culture?
What can help you? What can help you understand it better? Like, is there a certain tradition, an action you do with your family? I'll give you the most basic one: Christmas. Christmas. It's known for families to surround the tree. Kids open the gifts. Then they play. Then they have the food. Or Oh my God, Thanksgiving. I was gonna say, what's that celebration where you eat the turkey? But I remember it's Thanksgiving. So is there for your family a type of tradition from your country, since you both come from Ukraine, for our listeners, if you didn't know, is there a certain tradition that is passed down from generation to generation in your family specifically?
And you celebrate it?
Actually, no, because... me and my family now, we're trying to make our own kind of habits, or how it's called, traditions.
Wow.
Because like for us, cultural traditions from generation to generation, it's like kind of old or something like
that. But isn't that... the meaning of culture? Culture is there. I completely agree with what you mean. Some... families, for example, my family, we are culture rooted, but not deeply culture rooted. You know, culture isn't like, again, as my sister says, don't make it your whole personality. It's not our whole personality. It's just a part of who we are. At least this is for me. So I agree with you, but I just wanted to point out.
I mean, I have like more habits than traditions, which came from culture, from my country where I came from.
Oh, I like this word play between habits and traditions.
Yeah,
it's
but
nice.
It's more like habits which are different between Romanian and Ukrainian people. But like, I not really love traditions at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about you, Yasha?
I just the way I understood this, like, for example, recently, I found out, like, for example, in the beginning, I wouldn't say like we've created this tradition because it's quite known in Ukraine, but I've just recently found out that in Romania they don't really celebrate Name Day. While for us in Ukraine, like in my family and a lot of people who I live with, we all celebrate Name Day. Like we take it a little serious. Like in Ukraine where I live, it's like more of a little village. And whenever it's Name Day, we have a billboard with the name saying today is this name's day. And we all celebrate, like we gather up, we eat like barbecue, and we just celebrate that name in general. And then when I found out recently that here in Romania they don't do this, I was like, so yeah. What do you do about it?
And it's so fun because I've never heard about celebrating these days.
No,
so
but like...
I live like in another part of Ukraine, and me and my like environment, I've never heard about like celebrating the name day.
Talking about name days, happy birthday to anybody called Maria, since their birthday was yesterday, I believe.
No,
so.
I think it's actually today.
Is it today?
Yeah, I think today is Maria Day.
It was Friday, actually,
Friday?
I'm pretty sure. We got information. It was Friday. So, yeah, good to know. Happy birthday to anybody called Maria. Actually, I'm kind of jealous, not going to lie, because...
I don't have the second name.
And I have seven names to my name.
Same.
Seven, guys, with my whole generation.
Seven.
And not that when I came here to Romania, honestly, I was very shocked that they have name days, because I had, like, friends, Romanian friends, and they were like, you didn't say, like, happy birthday, it's my name day. I was like,
what
is that?
Mean?
Yeah, how do you celebrate it? So it was very interesting to know that it's actually celebrated.
Yeah, but no, like, as you, like, just now you got, he just said, like, he doesn't celebrate. But, like, do you live in those, like, apartments, like, in a city mainly?
Like, no, I lived in the village.
Also. So, like, yeah. I don't understand how you don't celebrate. Because, like, for example, I'm in Odessa for us. We all celebrate it all the time. Like, for example, in my village, we have billboards with that name. In the city, we just see people, like, not just building. We have ads, posters saying, today is, like, this name's day. And, like, finding out, like, you came from Dnipro, right?
Yeah,
like recently I heard also a friend from Dnipro who said they still celebrate, but like, how come you don't celebrate it?
I've never heard about it.
No?
The controversy, I love it.
No, but
I'm
like,
so here for it.
Now, like, it's like, honestly, you're the first person who tells me, from Ukraine at least, the first person who tells me he doesn't celebrate. Okay, I understand.
Like,
how
dare you?
Yeah, like, how dare you not celebrate it?
No,
like, for me and my family, it's kind of like a joke. So today it's like Olga's day, and hello, grandmother. it's your day. Good for you.
Like, it's not just celebrating. Like, it's not about congratulating the person.
It's the gathering together
for us,
and
for us, it's more like a reason to have a barbecue surrounding with friends and family.
It's because Ukrainians love barbecue.
Oh, we do. Shashliki. We do. Yeah. We don't just cook it at home or in the parks. Yeah. Us in Usatova, where I live, opposite to my neighbors, opposite to them, we have like just a bench on the road, and we sometimes just have a shashliki right on the road on that bench.
For those who don't know what shashliki is BBQ. It's barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue.
But actually, our gossipers, we would love to know if you agree with. Yeah, he held on to his opinion tightly. Like, how dare you not celebrate name days? Funny enough, he doesn't have a name day. So
I actually do, because like for me on my passport it's Yaakov. So if I don't remember when it is, but there is a Yaakov
but
day.
But it's like the controversy.
At least there has to be.
Yeah. So gossipers, let us know if you celebrate your name day, or even if you have one. We would be very interested to know. Now, just to kind of question back on that. So, Yegor, you said that you do not. You're not a very cultural tradition type of man, which is completely understandable. And you, Yasha, you're quite the opposite. It's kind of interesting how you guys are friends, even though you disagree on some stuff. Yeah, but we love it. The question now is, can you create your own culture? Can you start your own tradition and your own, whether it's in your family, with your friends, or even with yourself, to have this thing that you created for your own self? Can culture be created by ourselves?
I mean, if you're creative enough.
I love that. If you have the power to do it, do it.
Is I can call my like routine or something like this culture or like my traditions.
But then wouldn't that just be a routine? Like, not necessarily. Like, when you hear culture and traditions, like, what comes to your mind? Like, is it something you just do on your own? Or is it like a gathering of some sort?
Like, for me, culture, it's something similar to religion, actually. So for me, like, more close the word traditions, but like I want to create kinds of traditions if I would like create my family or how it calls. So I will make kinds of traditions and hope that it will be like for a lot of generations.
No, but like as you said, like if you create your own culture, how do you necessarily know that it will be spread around like the whole world? Like, okay, it may be spread around your family generation, your family tree, but what makes you say like it's gonna be around the whole, like everyone in the world would celebrate, or you don't want that?
I don't want it. For what?
Yeah. what?
Very interesting. One question though. To follow up on the whole culture thing, what are your thoughts on cultural elements being turned into trends? Like, where is the line between appreciation and appropriation? Meaning, you know, my culture is not your costume. I think that is what it's called.
I don't think that we should talk about cultural appropriation.
What the fuck is that?
No, we didn't go inside.
Yeah, no, it's just...
Like, you know, black people doesn't like it.
They didn't understand your question.
Yeah, what the fuck did you just say?
Appropriation.
If you guys gave me the time, I was going to explain it in another way as well.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I was literally... Oh my God, this problem, I didn't know.
No, but it's... we can cut it out, okay, if anything.
Is it kind of racial?
What did you want to say? It's
just I wanted to know, like...
What do you think culture is not my trend? It's not your trend.
Yeah, but like, but then this would also lead to being problematic if we think about it more.
Because
so
there are people that are not comfortable with cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation, yeah.
Okay, cut
so
it.
We can. Okay. Thank
one?
You very much.
Wait, until we stop. Which one should I ask? No, we did this one. No, this one we didn't do.
So
let me just cut it, please.
No, girl, just look.
Yeah, Shai, you're doing
I will forget.
An amazing job.
So these two?
Are you okay? Yes, I draw
Good.
I asked this one.
I asked this one. Yes, and then I asked this one or this one. Okay, guys, we're starting, please. 3, 2, 1. A question I have for you guys following up on that is, as social media is glued to our life and it hits hardest in our teen years, because that's the time where we are developing mentally, physically, emotionally, in every aspect, does it change how our cultural thoughts and heritage are carried forward? Especially if you live also in another country, if you're like a kid of two cultures. The silence, I swear to God. Let me ask it in a different way. Guys, you can say that you didn't understand. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm confused as hell.
My question is, so social media, we all know, it's a part of our life. Whether we like it or not, in one way or another, it's our best friend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I agree to disagree. But yes, it is, whether we like it or not. And it affects us emotionally, mentally. It changes our mindset because we see people doing, we see people of different cultures doing things. For example, for me, I'm going to speak. I'm Muslim, so I see other kids doing things. And I'm like, oh, I want to do the same thing. But I think back to my cultural heritage and it doesn't. I find borders, kind of, and I cannot be, I'm not able to do certain things. So my question is, and this is also linked to social media, does it change how our cultural thoughts and our traditions are carried out forward?
Wait, so when you say about cultural thoughts, are you talking about like your religional thoughts? Like, depending, well, like if you're what, like you said, as you're being a Muslim and you see someone doing something and you're thinking to yourself, can I do that because of my religion?
Dude, no, I only said that to kind of use it as an explanation that I don't want it to go into a religion part because it's going to be boring. Because
it is problematic. No, I don't understand. You're saying because you're Muslim, you can't do this, but you're jealous.
You know? You see these girls on social media, they are with bikini, they are dancing, blah, blah, right?
And okay, I don't see that.
I'll talk about it from a fashion sense then.
That's what I wanted to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, this way.
I'll ask the question.
Up to you and she's like, oh, don't wear that girl, you.
Yeah, okay.
You perfect. Two-faced little hoe yeah, thought.
Oh my God! Steve, David, excuse us, please. We are educated.
I thought you said cut.
Okay, one, two, three.
One question I have following the conversation we just had was, so we all know social media is a part of our life, right? It shapes, it has a big impact on our teenage life, especially because that is when we are growing, evolving, both mentally, emotionally, physically, and we have our thoughts change on the daily, every second, believe me, as an overthinker. So they change continuously. And so does our point of view towards culture and traditions. Especially as we grow, we start to question, but why do we do this? You know, in my culture, why do we do this? You know? And my question is, does social media change how our cultural thoughts are carried out forward? Does it make you question why you celebrate Christmas or Halloween?
Yeah, definitely. So this is the reason why is my family are not really attached to culture and like traditions in general in Ukraine. Because like mostly these traditions are weird or like we don't like it in general. So we are trying to create our own traditions and kind of culture, but my grandparents, they trying to like always make and celebrate these days.
Ah, so your grandparents are culturally attached while your family isn't.
Yeah,
very nice. Okay, interesting. What about you, Yash? I was looking very confused.
No, I'm still like confused about the question. I can't understand what
I want to know if social media changes your point of view on some aspects in your life. Don't connect it mostly to culture if you don't really want to, but you can say it in a different way where, like, for example, you like something, but then you see on social media people saying bad things about it, and then it changes your point of view about it.
But they say something bad, and you're...
Is this influenced by people and
like
social media?
You're asking if I'm influenced by social media in general, by anything, basically.
That's the sugar-coated way, yes.
No, for me, honestly, when it comes to, like, social media and when they are posting, like, opinions and all, I don't really... Mm-hmm. It doesn't really affect my mindset on some things. Because, like, as I once...
Why are you doing good? It wasn't for you.
I got distracted.
Continue. Answer again,
wait,
okay?
Wait, no, wait. Let me see what did you say.
He was like, ask Aida after to answer as well.
Okay, fuck. Yeah. I forgot to answer.
Guys.
I didn't have a conversation yet.
Yes.
I want to hear Aida.
Okay. Continue. Do not care about the rest.
I got distracted.
Yeah, answer again. Three.
Wait, ask the question. Then.
No, I'm not asking it again. You asked it in a good way. Just ask it the way you asked it, because I forgot.
Should I just continue my answer?
Yes, continue your answer. Three, two. Sorry, Steve.
Wait. I need to think. I forgot.
Yeah, I know. I do understand. I do understand that.
I forgot.
Yeah, just repeat the question. The answer again.
Okay.
The question was like, do you think my social media influences my
life?
Okay. Steve, forgive us. Three, two, one.
No, but like when you're saying about social media influencing, for example, for me, I'm not really influenced by any of the social medias, because like I once thought to myself this one question. It's like, why is it that people, like normal people, listeners and watchers, why are they always... basing their mindset on a popular person's opinion? Like, that popular person once was the same as the listener, and they got lucky, they became popular, but now why is their opinion important for the listeners? So for me, with that mindset, I don't really believe anything a social media's opinion says. Like, if my opinion is what I chose, I'm not gonna change it because a popular person decided to change it or something.
I love that answer, but gossipers, we do care about what you think. So let us know if you somehow allow social media, or even without knowing, unknowingly, let social media influence you one way or another throughout your life. Aida, I wanted to say something, but I want to know your point of view on this, actually. I'm very interested.
Let me think. I think, yeah, social media changed my cultural thoughts a lot.
In what way? Because honestly, same.
I don't know. Like, when I was back home and I came, I didn't have phone. I came here because I was a kid, you know.
Same.
I came here, I got phone, I download, I don't know, so TikTok. I didn't have IG first because my parents didn't allow me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have it then, but for stop.
No, wait. No, continue. Yahya hit his toe again on the edge of the table, and Aida could not control herself, so she laughed. Excuse her, but that was funny.
So yeah, I was saying, when I get here, I got TikTok. I saw other people, how they think, what they wear. So I got influenced by them, and my thoughts just changed. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. What about you, Lynn?
Oh, why, thank you, Aida, for asking. Honestly, for me, I mean, I came to Romania here at 10 years old. So, and yes, me too, actually. I did not have a phone. Yeah. And nor did I have social media. So, strict parents. Shout out to strict parents.
Wait, so you didn't have a phone until you were 10? Or what?
Yeah.
I'm 13 when I got
13?
Phone.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. Same. I had one. I was like, no, it's okay, girl.
No, wait. So, your first phone was at 13?
Yeah. No, I had tablet before, but it was just for playing games.
Like, okay. What you go, when did you get your first phone? Like, how old were you?
On the first grade, I was like
five. First grade?
Yes, I was like five.
Well,
damn.
Whoa.
We
okay.
Didn't have that.
So you from the way it sounds, it's like, because would you guys say that you're more of like from the Middle Eastern side, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, as my parents, like for my mom, who's a European, my first phone, like I had it when I was like, I think 9 or 8. But that's because she gave it to me like as like for me to be able to contact and all. But hearing that you got your first phone at 13, how are you like... If you were to
I
go out.
I wasn't going out.
Like, you never went out alone?
No.
What?
In the Middle East. In the Middle East. In the Middle East. We don't want to get too culturally. But in the Middle East, yes, girls are not allowed to go out by themselves.
No, and like, we went out with cousins. But they were bigger.
No, but like, with the friends. Like, when you... Like, for example, I was going out from 8 or 7. I was going out with my friends alone.
When I came here, I was, like, 10. And
a boy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I didn't know anybody here to go out with.
Exactly.
So I was home the most of the time.
And unfortunately,
on the roads and stuff.
I did. Yes, of course, I did. But my mom... was 2 feet away from me with her eyes on me all the time. When I was living in my last house in Jordan, I used to go out with my best friend. Yes, we used to go out in Ramadan, in Eid, everywhere.
In the street.
Yes, but going out like further away from home without an adult, we couldn't. And when I came here, and I'm sure Aida as well, we didn't really have friends to go out with. We didn't know the language.
It
was difficult to speak. So.
Have you ever thought that maybe you weren't allowed to go far away like alone because you didn't have a phone at that age? Because like for me, when I was when I first got my phone, I was able to finally like I was going out even without a phone. I was going out far away alone with my friends, but that was because my friend had like a phone to call if anything ever happens.
No, for cut.
Why?
Okay, close it.
Yeah, close the keys though.
No, we don't.
No,
yesterday
we didn't use yet.
No, it was on. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. So
no,
okay.
But just close it in case.
Yeah.
Can you close it, please?
Window?
Yes. Oh yeah, they are smoking.
It doesn't matter. No, this is veiled. It has no smell. It's not tobacco.
No.
It's like tea.
Yeah, it's okay. Close it.
It's
at
tea.
Least we cut it for a reason.
36 minutes.
So probably.
Yeah, we're gonna come to an end soon.
Like, didn't you say each episode should be 40 to
no,
an hour?
No, it's good,
but
we're
have
continue.
More questions.
No, it's okay, but try your answers a bit shorter, please.
Yeah, don't go. We didn't. Dude, we didn't
yeah,
go
we
out.
Didn't. Okay. Where did we stop talking?
Fuck, I forgot.
How close is this?
Cut.
We don't know. Down. David also couldn't smoke. We don't know how
close. It's okay, it's close like this.
We were talking about you and Aida not being able to go out.
Yeah, and I guess we have to.
Who
like,
was talking though?
No, I was saying.
Him.
Yeah, I was saying.
Okay, wait. 3. No, continue what you're saying, but kind of cut it, okay? We didn't
wait.
Go out.
About close this topic.
Yeah, we will finish it now.
What?
Done.
Yeah, yeah. So when we tell you, say like damn or something, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Damn.
Make
a small pause.
You had to continue what you were saying because we cut in the middle of when you were talking. So say your point again.
Okay, I will restart my point.
No,
okay.
Just say like...
No, one of my points.
It's say fine. That one with the... So do you say that you didn't go out because you didn't have a phone?
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
3, 2, 1.
What the fuck?
Cut. Fuck my
dad. Sorry, Steve. 3, 2, 1.
So you're telling me like... haven't you thought about that maybe you weren't allowed to go out because your friends nor you had a phone and because of this you weren't allowed to be alone for a while?
No, not necessarily. Honestly, growing up as a Middle Eastern, as a girl in the Middle East, it's difficult. You have some restrictions that males do not contribute to them.
Even
so,
when I was kid, I didn't care about going out.
Exactly.
I wanted to just go
stay
shopping
yeah.
and go to street just to play with my bike or something. That's it.
Yeah, and when we go out, it would be to the mall. Because also in the Middle East, it doesn't have these parks like there are here, for example, in Romania. And that was a thing that honestly a bit shocked me because here there are many parks for kids. While in Jordan, where I come from, there aren't many attraction places for kids. You cannot
really?
Go. Like, yes, I went to a park one time actually with my rollerblades, and the guard there was like, take them off because you're not allowed. And I was like, where else would I go? And he was like, in the street. Which?
Well, yeah, in the street.
No, yeah, with the cars. No.
Yes, that's where we had the most fun.
No, but for us, like park and this kind of stuff, we had it. But like, I went with my parents. I didn't go by myself to park.
So it's more rules or kind of traditions, cultural?
I think it's rules.
It's rules because the parents worry. Yeah, they worry about you.
No, but it sounds like it's more of a cultural rule, to be honest.
It has a little bit. Let us know, gossipers. What do you think about this? Is it a rule or a cultural rule? Are parents overprotective, or does also cultural rules influence us in some ways in our life? Another question I have for you before we end our amazing segment with you lovelies is, what's one part of your culture you want others to treat with more respect, or at least acknowledge? Maybe they don't know about it.
I need some time to sing. Like, as I said, I'm not really attached.
You can say the barbecue.
Attached to culture. Yeah, but I love barbecue.
Yeah, you can say it because people don't do barbecue as much.
Yeah, and like for the first few months, I really tried to find like safe place for eat barbecue. Because I'm living in apartment, so it's so difficult to...
Remember the barbecue picnic we did?
In an apartment, there are those, an electronical barbecue maker where you can actually plug in and do.
Yeah, but it's like fake.
It's not about...
Fake barbecue. You know how when you're buying a shawarma, they're on these heater thingies that spin? It's basically the same, but for shashlyki.
Yeah, actually, I love Romanian food. Adaptation food from different countries in Romania, something like this.
Oh, I'd have to disagree with you on that one. In my culture, there is a food called mluchie, which is like leaves, practically. Like, it's a type of leaf that you have to like shred down and make it into a type of soup. And here, and here in Romania, you eat it with lemon. You squeeze lemon on it and put chicken and rice. It's amazing. But here in Romania, they do not have this leaf done properly. They have it frozen, and when you defreeze it, it does not taste. You lose the
It's more drier, honestly.
Yeah, actually,
it's not
actually
like
Yasha
wet.
Would know because he likes mluchie.
I love mluchie, honestly.
Yeah. So I agree to disagree. I like mamaliga though, to a certain level.
Yeah, same.
Honestly,
and
nah.
Romania has a lot of trendy food.
Mamaliga with bronza.
Yes, yes. We got some approving from the back.
Yeah.
Yehur, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I say that Romania has a lot of trendy food, like as Dubai chocolate or other stuff, and it comes here really fast.
Yeah. Romanian people love trend, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I love it too.
Can you guys name a trend you refuse to follow and why?
Ooh, for our ending of the segment, very interesting. Yeah. I love it.
You saw it.
The fader faces.
I know this trend, but I don't know how to say it.
Like labubus.
Labubus.
Yeah, kind of, but firstly, when I saw it, I say that it's like one day trend, something like this.
Which it kind of was, and they spent a lot of money on that. But
they spent a lot of money. And did you see that woman with the gold one on TikTok?
Please, that woman. I don't want to spread hate speech, so I'm not going to say anything, but that woman.
No, honestly, labubus are kind of scary to me. Like,
they are. That's what my friends
actually
say.
How can you put that scary toy? It's like wearing Annabelle over your neck when you go out. Honestly, it's like the only trend.
But they're kind of cute. I'm not going to lie. They're cute and funny. I'm not going to lie. They're scary, but they're cute.
But they are I saw they put it on like mini bag, like, you know. And
the mini Kellys.
Yeah. And there is like big labubus there, like, no.
Excuse me, it's labubu.
Actually, labubu, it's kind of configuration from Huggy Wuggy.
Yes,
how it goes. So trends came around.
Yeah. This is, see, Yasha?
For me personally, when you're talking about labubu, coming to the question with falling for a trend, there was a trend that I fell for and I am still falling for and I will always fall for.
The dedication is crazy.
But I'm so sad that I don't see people wearing it anymore, because when I was young, I saw lots of people wearing it and I always wanted
one. Mind you, Yasha, we still don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if you remember. It's those little very furry gorillas with long arms. They even had their own like handbags and fanny packs, and they came with this small gorilla with long arms charm. I've always wanted one. I loved them. They're so adorable.
Bring them out again, guys. Yes, I was buying them.
Inspired by them.
Well, it's interesting because I do not know what you're talking about, but again, I'll do my research.
You've never seen those? Like, it's like small gorilla covered in fur and just has long arms. Like, it was like a thumbs up and a hold.
Yeah, maybe I heard of it. Maybe I didn't. I really don't know. In my culture, the only thing I remember trend I fell for was the spinners when they first came out.
I actually had a spinner. I had all styles.
Well... I love this conversation. However, unfortunately, we have to end it. But I, as well as our listeners, would love an advice from each of you to tell us about, to kind of raise awareness about social media in general and how it affects our lives. What do you have an advice for our listeners to fall for these trends or not?
Yeah, firstly, I have to have critical thinking.
Clock it.
And analyze, is this trend safe in general for your mentality or physical health? Or is it like not really good one? You can ask your parents, friends, or like kind of this stuff. But actually, there is a lot of really nice trends, which I love. And me and my sister, we are trying to learn some dances or this stuff. And it's really nice thing to spend time together. So sometimes...
I love it. So yeah. Dances, yay. Superman challenge, nay. Definitely. If you know, you know.
Yeah. 100%.
Or Kiki, do you love me trend?
Oh my god, that is actually insane. Love that one. Yeah, when it was trendy, it was actually very trendy. What about you, Yasha? You have an advice for us and for our listeners?
Honestly, like when you bring your opinion on something, try to like avoid changing your opinion based on someone else's opinion. Like if you want to change your opinion, it's better to like research facts about it than just listening to someone else's opinion. Because at the end of the day, the person came to that opinion the same way you came to your opinion. So
exactly.
We love it. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Delin, what is your favorite trends?
Oh, what a way to end our segment. Aida, you can go first.
Wait, I need to think about it.
For me, honestly, I love trends, right? But mostly it's not the actual physical action. It's more of the sounds, the audios. I really like them because lately I relate to them a lot, you know? Like the Sabrina Carpenter song with "I'm working late," you know?
Yeah,
and lately because we are doing these segments, I'm working late because I'm a podcast host. So I like the trends, the audios, the songs, and the dances. Some of them, even though I'm very impatient to learn them. My sister, though, on the other hand, does.
Yay. I love the dances too, but also I love this one, like "What's in My Bag."
Yes, I love all of them.
Love it.
Not until they pull off something wrong.
And also, like, I saw this new trend, like, what's my favorite product on this month? And they show.
I love that guy. He has amazing... It's this one guy, actually, who has amazing stuff in his bag. And he actually inspires me to get this stuff.
Yeah, and they share their stuff. And I really love it.
And it's also authentic opinion, not sponsored or anything.
So, Yegor and Yasha, thank you guys for joining us. Our gossipers, if you love today's session, please give us a follow on our IG at Gossip Cultures.
And stay tuned for more gossip on Radio Guerrilla. See you next time.
La Levitation.
Bye-bye.
Nothing beats a jet to holiday. And right now, you can save 50 pounds.
How was it? I could hear you from it. It was amazing, actually. First, it went crazy, but love it then.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Wait, I need a break, like 5 minutes.
Let's have a five minute break.